Most of the life-changing dollars the Telluride AIDS Benefit raises are donated at its annual fashion show, this year, February 23rd through February 25th. Putting that extravaganza together does not happen by magic, or rather, it only happens through the magic of a dream team of talents. TAB's 2023 Dream Team features Leah Barrick, who is a New York City-based director, choreographer, and educator. Her credits include Broadway Bears, where she's director, has been director and choreographer, In the Heights at the Dallas Theater Center, where she was assistant choreographer, Ralph Lauren Central Park Fashion Show in 2018, she was assistant choreographer, Alvin Ailey's Ladies of Hip Hop Showcase, where she was choreographer, and so much more. Kellen Stansel is also a New York-based dancer and director-choreographer. His credits include Broadway Disney's The Lion King, where he was dance captain, Vegas Cirque du Soleil's Viva Elvis, and Francis Dragone's Le Rev. There's also a much longer list. This is Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be talking with TAB 23's creative duo. Leah, let's start with you, and let's cut to the bottom line. Where does AIDS fit into the picture of your professional life as a New York-based director, choreographer, and educator?
Thank you so much for that intro, Susan. We're happy to be here. I started working with Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS in 2014 as a choreographer for one of their biggest events, Broadway Bears. And it's sort of where my journey with AIDS benefits came into play and where it became just such a very big part of my outreach and fundraising sort of in my life. And working with this community in New York and working with people that have really suffered through the AIDS endemic really just brought it back home for me when Jerry Mitchell, who started Broadway Bears, would always talk about why he started that 30 years ago, and it was because he was losing all of his friends to HIV/AIDS and just felt like, what can we do to do something? You know, he felt helpless. And he created Broadway Bears, which 30 years later, you know, he went from raising $4,000 on a bar to raising $2 million in the last few years each show. So, you know, it's just become really near and dear to my heart, and I'm just really happy to be able to take that and come here to Telluride to work on another AIDS benefit with one of my best friends and incredible choreographers, Kellen Stansel.
What a nice segue to my next question. It's to you, Kellen. Where did AIDS fit into the picture of your professional life as a dancer, director, and choreographer?
Yes, first off, Susan, thank you for that introduction. It was beautiful. And thank you, Leah. So Leah and I actually met starting to work with Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. And the beautiful thing about Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS is that there's multiple events that they do throughout the year. And Broadway Bears is in June when Leah and I first met. But before that, I was already working with Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS and doing other events. But my journey with HIV and AIDS started at a very personal and younger age. I actually did a contract at Walt Disney World where my dance captain at that time was HIV positive. And he struggled with taking medication. And so to live a happier life in his eyes, he wanted to stop. So in the middle of that contract, we ended up losing my dance captain. And so at that age, I was extremely young and very naive and knew nothing about the disease. As a gay man, I was kind of heartbroken that I didn't know anything, but losing him made me realize that there was so much more that I needed to educate myself in, but there was also so much more that I needed to actually do for my community. So after losing him, I made it a vow to myself that I will do better and I will use my art to change lives, but then also to save lives and educate people. So that's really where my journey started from that moment.
Thank you. Thank you for that lovely answer. So how did you come to work for the Telluride AIDS Benefit? Leah, you first, and you, Kellen.
So I have a connection to Telluride. My cousin has lived here for about 10 years. So over the last 10 years, I've been here about 5 times. I really love Telluride. And as I've been working on Broadway Bears, and a bunch of friends in Telluride have seen me direct that show and choreograph, they always sort of mentioned Telluride AIDS Benefit, but I didn't really know what it was. And this past June, I got a message from Jessica Galbo asking if I would be interested in directing this show. And it was during a crazy time. She caught me in the middle of rehearsals for Broadway Bears, and I was kind of like, I'm not sure where I'm at right now, but let's have a conversation after this show is over. And once I spoke to her, it just seemed like an amazing fit. It's sort of what we already do in New York, but here in the mountains, and getting a different experience with a different community of people, and bringing what we do for Broadway Bears here to this community, and, you know, continuing to educate from what Kellen and I both bring in New York here to Telluride, and bring the same type of experience and energy that we bring to this massive show in New York. So that's how I ended up here, and I'll let Kellen go from there.
Take it away, Kellen.
Yes. So actually, it was all Leah. Leah's the reason why that's why I'm here. And I was just, it's so interesting. I was just telling all of the models and dancers yesterday at our first rehearsal that ultimately, it wasn't Telluride Colorado that was the sale for me. It was the fact of TABS and the AIDS Benefit Fashion Show. And clearly, if I'm given the opportunity to, you know, help in any aspect, really, then I will say yes to Leah all the time. But then as we were there and we did our icebreaker, I also realized that I got the opportunity to actually take lead with a community to, like, really make a difference here. So Leia's really the only reason why I'm here, but I'm realizing that the universe was actually opening this door and wanted both of us here. So honestly, we just allowed life to happen, and now we're here.
So what collaborations, Leah, have you and Kellen worked on prior to this one? And how does the theme Reflections come about?
Well, Kellen and I have been working together a very long time. He's, you know, not just one of my best friends, but an incredible creative and choreographer and director in his own right. And we met doing Broadway Bears in 2014. It was both of our first years choreographing. Kellen had been a part of the show as a dancer, but we were both brought in as choreographers in 2014. And the second that we met at that first meeting, we both just, you know, a magnet to each other. And as we went through that creative process that year and learned the show and learned everything new for the two of us, the veterans that had been there, we sort of became staple choreographers within Broadway Bears from 2014 until now. And actually, I brought Kellen on this year as my co-director for Broadway Bears as well to pass the show on to him. So we are working together in many facets of life, and we will continue to just keep expanding and growing together as creatives, because we really just love working together. And I think what we both bring to the table just really enhances every experience that we're in. And as far as the Reflections theme, it all came about, I mean, this is the 30th anniversary of TAB, and we're doing, it all revolves around celebration, 30 years of celebration. And the Reflections came about actually because the wearable art theme is reflection, and we just thought that went so perfectly hand in hand with reflection of the past and where we're going into the future, you know, where we've come with HIV/AIDS and where we need to continue to go and to educate and to raise money and to help people into the future. So it's going to be, you know, not just a retrospective of, you know, TAB itself, but also of reflection in self and reflection of community and the bigger picture of what we can do to help people and save lives and do better in this world. So we're really excited about that. And I'll pass it over to Kellen.
Thank you. Kellen, please give us a sneak peek at Reflections. Sort of, if you could open the curtains a bit on the show you're planning as choreographer. Are you bringing a bit of Broadway to TAB's catwalk?
Well, you know, what's interesting is you know, Broadway Bears just celebrated our 30th anniversary too. And sometimes as a creative, you think to yourself, after 30 years, what do you do, right? Clearly, this is a huge celebration. It has to be an extravaganza, like you said. And what do you do? So how do you become more innovative and fresher? And I think ultimately that's what Tab did so well with bringing Leia and I on. And what I'm pulling from, I have a past of working with Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. So what I'm bringing into this show is that experience. So I'm making, we are actually together making these, some of these numbers, production numbers. So we have this perfect balance of production, but also fashion. So we highlight the fashion in just a different way and challenge ourselves to find a better balance so that we can offer something new. Because after 30 years, you know, you have to think to yourself, how do we become fresh? How do we become a little bit innovative? And I'm not going to lie, we are bringing back the sex a little bit more. We're bringing back the provocative feel a little bit more. But we definitely want people who've come to see more than 10 years of this show to walk away from it and go, wow, that was different this year. And we really are challenging ourselves, Leia and I are challenging ourselves to just make sure that we keep on pushing ourselves and getting to that point where we're like, yes, that's new, that's fresh, that's innovative, that's where we want to go. Because we want to make sure that everyone walks away from this show feeling something different. We want every single person to go through a roller coaster of emotionals, or sorry, roller coaster of emotions, and really feel something internally. That's what's so important. So for me, I always say, hey, if you really want to see a good show, you need to come to this fashion show. You have to. I guarantee you, we are offering you something completely different this year, and we cannot wait to share those nights with you.
What a terrific answer. Thank you. I'm sold. I'm in. Anyway, Leia, let's now start at your beginning. A little bit about your backstory. Talk about your path to your profession. At what point in your life did you know your world would revolve around dance?
Well, I started dancing when I was 2 years old, and as I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, I was a competition kid all throughout high school, and when I went to college was when I really started choreographing more. I was part of a dance company my freshman year, and I didn't really know what I wanted to study, and then I realized I really wanted to study arts administration, dance, and business, and I was at Indiana University, and they had a very strong ballet program, but they didn't really have a strong just dance program, like a modern dance program. So myself and five other women started this individualized dance major where we did the individualized major program, and we created a curriculum that was both dance and business. And at the end of our 4 years, they actually took that outline and made that into the dance major at Indiana University for the modern dance program. So that was sort of when I really started to realize this is what I wanted to do. And then right after that, I moved to New York, and I right away got a job teaching at Steps on Broadway, which, you know, growing up as a child, I always had heard about Steps on Broadway, and here I am teaching there. And then my entire career just took off from that foot in the door in New York, and here I am.
Okay. Now you, Kellen, the exact same question.
Yeah, my journey was a little unconventional. I actually started a dance company on my own my junior year of high school with actual no real dance experience. I learned dance all through recording music videos and then just slow-moing it and learning how to dance. And for some odd reason, I just felt like, you know what, I have something to offer at a young age and no experience that I ended up starting my own dance company because I would actually talk to people and they're like, yeah, I don't like the studio I dance in because I just feel like another number, you know? So I was working with a Dublin theater company as an actor at that time. And they had this extra space that was a dance studio that they used for storage. So I asked them, if I just pay you rent, could I like teach dance classes and like start a, you know, dance studio type feel? And they're like, yes, as long as our students can take for free, you can bring whoever you want. And they like charged me like, I think it was like $20 an hour. And my first like grand opening, and I actually, this was like a while ago, I will not tell you my age, but this was a while ago where we didn't have social media. So I actually walked from door to door. I made a brochure the old fashioned way, the three trifold brochure. And I walked door to door and just knocked on it and asked if there was any kids that wanted to take dance in this household. And my parents helped me with that. And I just went all over neighborhoods, and people probably thought I was crazy. But like on my first grand opening, I had 95 students come to my first grand opening.
Wow.
And then we ended up just becoming like this studio that would just randomly go to competitions just to perform for ourselves. You know, and quickly, that's when I realized, I was like, okay, maybe the competitive world is not for me, because, you know, for me, it was about just giving a platform for people to share their gifts and their talents and just dance their heart out. And competitions don't always welcome that. But I made sure that I instilled that in my artists. And then after that, I just knew, I was like, Mom, Dad, I want to go to college and be a dance major. And they thought I was crazy. So I'm a late bloomer in that sense, because I technically started my technical professional training my freshman year of college. And then I did not stop working. I eat, slept, everything was dance, 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 dance. And I try to involve myself in as many dance programs as I could. I auditioned for Disneyland as a parade performer, and I got that. And then I think at that time they saw my talent, so they just started spreading me in multiple departments of like special events, late night events, and I just kept on dancing and dancing. And I always knew that I, in my heart, that I was ultimately more of like a creative, a director, a choreographer, a production manager. So then later on, after my professional career, and I already started working with Lion King, I already started working with Cirque du Soleil, I actually started my production company in Vegas, and I started a burlesque side of that production company called the Vanity Vixens. So, and I was still very young at that time, but I just knew that I just needed to keep on pushing myself. I've been very scared starting everything that I started in my dance career, but I've always known that it always came from a true, honest, passionate place. So I was always open to taking the risk and failing, but always committed to putting 1,000% into what I wanted to do. And I just haven't stopped since. And I've been very blessed, and I'm so grateful for the opportunities that I've kind of forged myself, and I've gotten here, and I've gotten here on my own two feet and my own heart. So grateful for that.
I am sure Tony Rhodes is going to be grateful for that too.
Absolutely.
Do either one of you have any further, shall we say, reflections to encourage people to attend the fashion extravaganza?
Well, as Kellen was saying in his description of the show, it really is going to be on another level, and we're just really excited to take it there and show Telluride what we're bringing from New York here. And it's going to be sexy. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be everything that everybody wants it to be, and it's going to be a party, a celebration of the last 30 years and, you know, community and growth and what we can accomplish together and continue on into the future. So, you know, it's just going to be really exciting. And having both Kellen and I here from Broadway, from New York, and just bringing a different take to this is going to be something everyone will want to see. So.
Absolutely. Count me in, as I said before. Excitement meter to an 11. So this is Susan D. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. It has been delightful to be speaking with TEV's 2023 creative duo. Once again, Leah Barrick, Ellen Stansel, both from New York, both major talents. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome.